Thousands of demonstrators marched in London Saturday to condemn the war in Iraq, but the turnout was a dramatic decline from the 1 million protesters who marched in the British capital just 8 weeks ago. Those who did turn out to march Saturday say they continue to view the war as illegal, immoral, and unjustified. Patrick Neild from Bromley, south of London, says he has marched in all three previous anti-war rallies held in the British capital since last September.
From the beginning, I have disagreed with the fact that we have gone to war without sanction of the United Nations. It's basically a war of aggression for whatever reason, and it's not supported by the United Nations.
Another marcher was Riyad El-Taher, an Iraqi exile who has lived in London for several years. He accuses the United States of being more interested in Iraq's oil than its people.
The first thing they managed to secure is the Ministry of Oil, the Embassy of Britain, and the U.S. The Ministry of Oil is the only ministry which has been secured by the invading force, and they allow this mob to pillage the whole of Iraq infrastructure and property.
There was one lone supporter of the war displaying a Union Jack flag on Parliament Square. He was Leslie Knights, a seaman in the British Royal Navy who came to London from Portsmouth on the southern coast.
I'm here to support our troops, and I'm here to support the Americans' troops, the Australians' troops, as I think they're doing a fantastic job, and I think the Iraqi people really appreciate it.
Mr. Knights said he was not worried about a confrontation with the anti-war demonstrators. As he put it, "This is a free country, and if they can have their say, I can have mine." Michael Drudge, VOA News, London.